Great. Thank you very much. I feel very privileged to wrap up this panel because I think so many of the things that have been said this morning are directly relevant to what I wanted to talk about. So I'm going to present some work from my previous position. If you want to know more about the Global Fund to End Slavery, you can talk to me. But today I'm here representing PACT, where I was for 4 years with my colleague Shirley Coe. And really, we'd like to talk about how community system strengthening could be a building block of health system strengthening and give some examples of that from our work in both Ethiopia and Myanmar. And so many of what the other presenters have already talked about this morning, especially the last presentation, we've seen the cross-cutting theme of the community in all of this health system strengthening. And yet, when we look at the six blocks, somehow it's missing. So the question that we want to ask is the community part of health system strengthening approaches? In 2007, this is when the WHO first put out the health system strengthening six building blocks that we've seen referenced many times today in their report on everybody's business. Interestingly, though, in the following year, in 2008, they republished a work on primary health care and talked about the need almost to go back to a focus on primary health care and the community. And so there were these kind of two competing models, the original one out of Alma Ata and then the health system strengthening model. But in 2010, we saw the Global Fund come out with the community system strengthening model, which I'll talk about more in a second. And they just recently, in 2014, updated the community system strengthening model as well. But for some reason, it seems like the vision of how these things work synergistically together has not yet come together in the literature from what we've seen. So we've seen this slide several times, or iterations of this slide. This is the WHO's health system framework, and on the left we see the six core system building blocks: service delivery, health workforce, information, medical products, financing, and leadership and governance. And if we work synergistically to strengthen these six building blocks, we should see an increase in access to health services, to coverage, to quality and safety. And then we see the overall goals and outcomes and improved health, responsiveness, social and financial risk protection, and improved efficiency. The Global Fund's model of community system strengthening reflects the intersection between that health system strengthening and the community. And I think also this model is quite nice because it shows the overall social, cultural, economic, and political, legal environment in which community actors and health system actors work. In the Global Fund's model, there are six key areas around community system strengthening that would work synergistically to build health system, improve health system outcomes: enabling environments and advocacy, community networks, resources and capacity building for community actors, community activities and service delivery at the community level, organizational leadership, and monitoring and evaluation. So I now want to look at how these two systems come together with some experience from PAC's work. First, we'll look at a program in Ethiopia, the Yaqob Keb Berhan program for highly vulnerable children. Is currently funded by PEPFAR through next year. And it's a program that's goal is to reduce vulnerability among highly vulnerable children and their families by strengthening systems and structures to deliver quality essential services to increase resiliency. So the focus of the program really is to look very much at the community level and how we can encourage communities to get highly vulnerable children into care and treatment. I'm not going to read this slide. If you're interested in the details, you can come see me afterwards and I can email you the presentation. What I would like to illustrate with this slide, though, is the work that PACT has done in each of the six community strengthening building block areas, which is substantial as taking a community system strengthening view. The key outcomes, though, from this are very much health related. So this is a kind of visual of the theory of change of the community system strengthening work, starting from the bottom where there's a child support assessment, a support index assessment, and a process of in-home conversations where children are identified by their HIV status. Then there are, in the middle layer, a series of interventions specific with the family and the child depending on their HIV status. And then eventually, through that community work, we bring the children to the health services and the health services where systems are also being strengthened. To me, this is a critical part of the work that needs to be done if we're going to have increased health outcomes. In our midterm evaluation, we could see some of these results actually bearing fruit. This program, since its inception in 2011, has benefited over 900,000 children in Ethiopia. And we can see that there is increased access to health and social services, but also to financial stability in these communities. Some of the baseline and midterm results, I think some of the most interesting ones, we're starting to see much more testing of caregivers for vulnerable children and of children themselves. Indeed, at baseline, we had no idea how many children were even knew their status in 2011. So this process of working in a very detailed way with the community can actually lead to improved health outcomes. One of the interesting things that we've seen too is that communities are having a very specific reaction to this focus on community building and system strengthening at that very village level. So this is a quote from the Children Affairs and Mainstreaming Partnership Team leader in the Ministry of Women, Children, and Youth Affairs. She said, "There's never been an organization engaged in building community system and capacity response to children's problems. Yekokeb Berhem program, however, introduced a new initiative to build capacities and systems at the community level to sustain care and support to highly vulnerable children and their families." The second example I'd like to give you is something a little removed from PEPFAR. It's a program in Myanmar called Shay To that's funded in the same time frame as the Ethiopia program that I just talked about. It's a five-year program that's focused on supporting health outcomes in central Burma. This program, you may note by the date, was kind of a bid in 2010 before it became really sexy to work in Myanmar. Now everybody and their brother is working in Myanmar. So the kind of focus of the program was very much focused on humanitarian outcomes initially, but it's been changing slowly over time. The original idea behind the program was an integrated community health model. It was implemented by both PACT, a group, Italian group called SEBSI, Marie Stopes International, and UN Habitat, to provide integrated health, livelihoods, and water and sanitation services in a community framework. There are four goals in the program, and the fourth goal was actually focused on government leadership and capacity building of services. Again, I'm not going to read this slide to you. Suffice it to say that there were a number of community system strengthening interventions in all of the six key areas outlined by the Global Fund in their work. So what kind of results can we see? Similar to the Ethiopia program, since the inception, there were over 500,000 people who have benefited from this integrated program. Again, another key outcome that we're seeing that I think is very important is around economic strengthening and financial stability of families being increased and improved through some of these community-based approaches. The most interesting outcome that I see between the baseline and the midterm here is the percentage of deliveries with skilled birth attendants in these populations, which has increased dramatically from baseline. So again, we can see community system strengthening really starting to lead to health outcomes in these populations. So if community system strengthening is so key, why isn't it in the 6 building blocks? So what I'd like to propose is a slightly altered model of the WHO 6 building blocks, where we start to see where the community system strengthening fits in. So in the 6 building blocks, you'll remember from the first graph, we see the same 6 building blocks, but I'd like to propose a 7th, which is actually community system strengthening. If we strengthen all of those pieces simultaneously, so that just because we have a strong health system doesn't mean people will come unless we help them to get there. If we can bring them in, we'll also start to see an increased level of participation in the communities. And I think in terms of the overall outcomes and goals, we'll not only see improved health outcomes, but we'll also see increased well-being. And we'll also start to see strengthening in social support, education, and community services. Importantly, you can't really see the difference in the color here, but I think we also start to see respect for people and health and other rights in these populations. So just 3 main conclusions that I'd leave you with, one of which is actually a limitation. These evaluations that I shared with you today were not actually intended to look at the role of the community specifically in health outcomes. So I do think that more research would be really helpful in this area. But it is our belief that health system strengthening alone is not sufficient to ensure sustainable, comprehensive services, that we must have the community involved in these processes. And I think these examples that I shared this morning from Myanmar and Ethiopia do show how a community system strengthening approach can lead to strengthen health outcomes, and certainly it would be good for all of us to consider that in our work. Thank you.